Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listening to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. And ELSA Illinois College has expanded a commitment to sustainability this week. It broke ground on a solar farm that will help power the campus. Joining us from Principia College is Dr. Nicholas Johnson. He's the chair of the Department of Sustainability. Thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Hey, thank you for having me, Megan.
Well, tell us what went into this decision to invest in solar.
Sure. So it's something we've been thinking about for maybe 6 or 7 years at this point. It took some time, but the state of Illinois had some great incentives under their FEJA state law they had, and then they brought back some of those incentives more recently. And for us, it's been a nice statement of our values and kind of wanting to move towards carbon neutrality. Our strategic plan has us mandated to move to carbon neutrality.
Let's talk about the benefits of that and the economics first of solar. Where do you go there?
Yeah, so in terms of the economics, right, you're looking at a large upfront cost and then free electricity over the long run. And so in this area, it can be economically viable. There's some federal incentives, both for commercial scale arrays like ours and for homeowners that give you just 30% off. It's called the investment tax credit, and it's 30% off the cost of the whole array and the labor and all of that. Future electricity prices are always uncertain. You know your current electricity prices. It also acts as a nice hedge because you've made your investment and then you're not worried about future prices.
When it comes to meeting the energy needs for the campus, how much will this provide?
For us, it'll be between a quarter and a third, maybe around 30%. For the energy people out there, it'll be around 1.6 megawatts. We were originally looking to have a larger array, and we were planning on that. But because for parts of the year, we would be producing so much electricity, it would actually backflow into the electric grid, and our utility would have required very expensive upgrades to their systems. And so we've scaled back. If that's able to be, and that's a problem nationwide right now, and figuring out some of those costs. So in the future, we do have some room to expand. So overall, the size will be around 6 acres. We can go larger if we want again in the future. And then we are setting it up so it'll be native habitat for native pollinators.
Yeah, tell me more about that, the pollinator habitat and how you will be able to do that.
Yeah, so that's for us, we have a lot of expertise in that through our biology and natural resource department. And Principia has 2,600 acres of land up on the bluffs of the Mississippi across, you know, north of St. Louis. It's very beautiful in ELSA. And so we already do a lot of land management. The University of Illinois worked with the state some years ago, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago now, on developing what's called the Illinois Solar Pollinator Card. And so for people who don't have a background in what types of plants and grasses to have and so forth. There's a system set up that you can score and you can even get certified. So that information is readily available through the state and University of Illinois to help anybody that wants to ensure their array is, you know, having a dual use.
I'm curious, because you are an institution of learning, if any of your students are going to be involved in the development of this and the study of this going forward.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of room for students with large projects like this. It really is. It's a capital project, right? Some students have been involved in the discussions in past, and it's nice because we'll have real live data for them to be able to use in studies. And so when we teach in some of my classes where we teach energy, it's nice to be able to point something and then to actually maybe do a little bit of hands-on experience with it. But for a large project like this, it really is a capital project, and you don't want people wandering around arrays on their own and so forth. We've been very fortunate that our Center for Sustainability has a very strong relationship with our administration and our facilities department. And one reason I love teaching at Principia is the collaborative nature of the people that work there. And there's, people are often wanting the same thing, and they're willing to work together and reach out to each other. So it makes getting a lot of things done very, very easy.
One more thing, just for St. Louisans, tell me a little bit more about the campus and ELSA. You mentioned it briefly, how beautiful it is, but it literally is on the river, is it not?
Yeah, so we're in ELSA. It's just north or west of Alton, depending on how you're orienting yourself up the river road. And the campus was established in the 1930s, and we have a lot of architecture from Bernard Maybeck. So it's a very beautiful campus, a lot of terraced buildings. We're known for a few things. We have a solar car team that races internationally and wins a lot of races. We have a very strong mediation team. Our rugby team won the Division II National Championships last year and finished in the top 10 in Division I this year. We do, Model UN, a lot of other activities. And so if people are interested, potential students out there interested or parents wanting to know more, you can look us up online, Principia College, and certainly arrange a visit.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.